The state of Maryland could become the first in the nation to mandate gun safety education in all public schools. The state legislature convenes this week, and there are two proposed bills to make firearm safety part of the health curriculum at every grade level. The proposals are based on a pilot program underway in rural Carroll County. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Carroll County, Maryland is an unlikely candidate to lead the state and perhaps the nation in mandatory gun safety. Guns and hunting are deeply rooted in the culture of this rural, conservative Republican area, and many parents see it as their job, not the state's, to teach their kids about guns. But this school year, the county became the country's first to require gun safety awareness. Today, gun accident avoidance is as normal part of the health program here as teaching about the dangers of drug abuse or the risks of HIV infection. At the Robert Moton Elementary School, fourth grade teacher Barry Winter helped develop the county's curriculum. A hunter and former firearms instructor, Winter says the program still leaves the main responsibility up to parents.
At school, we can only do so much. I mean, we can't go into their homes and say that gun needs to be locked up. There is an adult in the home, and ultimately they are the one responsible for it. What we're trying to do here is give the kids some knowledge that if they do find a gun in that situation, that they know not to touch it, they know to go tell an adult.
That basic safety message is driven home in a kindergarten through 12th grade program tailored to each grade level. They've used some educational materials from both pro-gun rights and pro-gun control groups. They got input from parents, teachers, police, and counselors. Bill Piercy is the Carroll County School's Supervisor of Staff Development and Health. He says they were able to forge consensus on such a divisive issue by creating a largely neutral curriculum.
We didn't say we were against guns. We didn't say we were for having guns. We brought together people who are very polarized on the issues and looking at it, and they see it as a safety issue and a health issue. And that's how we've treated it, and that's how we will continue to treat it.
Students in high school get a more graphic presentation about the dangers of gun violence, while kids in lower grades get a visit from a police officer along with videos and workbooks. Kids in the middle grades get role-playing scenarios. For example, says Piercy, they talk through what they should do if they're hanging out with friends and come into contact with a handgun.
You know, your best friend's there and he wants to sell you a gun, or he's found one, or, you know, somebody has a gun. What should you do in instances like that? And I think it comes down to the place where they need to be given the ability to make those kinds of choices in a way that they don't feel that, you know, they have to go along because of peer pressure, much like we try to do with smoking and abstinence and other things.
Barely a year old, it's too soon to really tell how the program's working. But so far, parents on both sides of the gun issue say they're pleased. And the gun school safety program is likely to become a model for other Maryland counties and maybe other states. Already, administrators in California, Texas, Montana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere have called Carroll County with inquiries. Democratic State Senator Barbara Hoffman represents Baltimore. She's set to introduce a bill on mandatory statewide gun safety using Carroll County's program as a model. It would mandate gun safety as part of the health curriculum, but leave it up to local districts to decide course content as long as it wasn't from a single source. Hoffman says she recognizes that what works for urban Maryland won't necessarily work for rural counties.
In Baltimore City, for example, children can find handguns sometimes under bushes on street corners. I mean, that's a very different situation from a child in a rural or suburban area where the parents may be hunters and they have guns in the house but locked in cases. So it will be what works best, as opposed to the state or big brother, in effect, from the state saying, you must do it my way.
Meantime, a local Carroll County state lawmaker, Republican Carmen Amadori, has introduced a similar bill. But Amadori's bill would give local police or state natural resources officers, not the teachers, greater control over course content. A strong NRA and gun rights supporter, Amadori says having law enforcement teach safety will better protect Maryland's children from any anti-gun educators.
We don't want to demonize the firearm. And then my child's going to get a mixed message, and my child's going to be coming home to me and saying, gee, you know, you're telling me it's okay to take the shotgun and go out and shoot, and Ms. Smith just today told me I should stay away from guns.
Part of what's helped the county's program get off to a good start is input from local residents, including John and Carol Price. 2 years ago, their 13-year-old son John was accidentally killed while playing at a friend's house. A 9-year-old didn't know the 9mm handgun he'd found in a drawer had one bullet left in its chamber. John Price was fatally shot in the head. His parents helped create the Carroll County curriculum and are pushing to expand it statewide. His father, John, says if Maryland had a similar safety course in place sooner, Perhaps his son would still be alive today. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Westminster, Maryland.